We're in the middle of learning halacha about the maker of wine. So now we're going to go over the conditions. You want to take into account everything the place would say. So this is what you have to do. So first of all, you have to have with you three members, and both going to drink from both wines. Now, the Rashitos that it has, you have to appreciate a good wine. So don't count me in. Forget it. Don't take me as one of your people. So that's what some hold. There has to be some appreciation of it. Because you make not toiv ha-meitiv, you have to feel that way. Even if the second wine doesn't have to be better, it just can't be garua, but you still have to have an appreciation that wine is a major way in which Hashem is giving you giving you goodness, giving you toiv ha-meitiv. Now here comes a complicated inyan. Shulchan Aruch says, so it talks about you have wine and then they brought you new wine. Now, if you ever have to make a bar for agafen on the second wine, for whatever reason, so that kills the hatovah ha-meitiv. Because you have to make a bar for agafen and you don't make both brachas. So we have to be talking about a circumstance. So you say, okay, that's not so hard. You were planning on drinking the second wine. What's the big deal? You don't have to make a bar for agafen. You were always planning on drinking it. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes, achronim, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that if the wine was there and available and ready, then you don't make a toiv ha-meitiv. It's because it's not called, toiv ha-meitiv is described that you're drinking wine and they bring you another wine. But if it's there on the table, you certainly don't. So if they're on the table, you don't have to, you don't make a toiv ha-meitiv. So where's it supposed to be? Could it be in a different room? Could it be in the refrigerator, in the kitchen? Where's it supposed to be? And you can't say that you're totally oblivious to the existence of the second wine, because that'll kill ha-toiv ha-meitiv, because you have to make a bracha agafen. So, okay, there's a host. Usually you don't have to make a bracha. Because you say you're eating and drinking al das the host. So where is this wine? So it's better if it's not in the house, because in the house is also called this bifonecha. So they tell you to keep it outside the house. And with Pitzel, I told him to keep it in his house. In his house, he ate downstairs. So I told him to keep it in the house. But I see here in a footnote in the Sefer, they ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he said it's enough to just, if it's not in the house, then you put it outside on the doorstep, put it just outside the house, or maybe even in the basement or in the attic, like just not part of your meal already. If it's part of your meal already, what? It's not Bishus HaRabin. It's your house. Not Bishus HaRabin. Okay, put up a big sign. Warning. Bottle of wine here. Toiv ha-meitiv wine. Caution. Anyway, so that's what you have to do to work it out. If it's tam in your, even if it's in your refrigerator, it's in the kitchen, so then it's a question according to that acronym in the Mishnah Berurah. So that's called Bifanech. It's not called Heviu Lefon of Od Yayin to make a toiv ha-meitiv. And you have to drink a revius of each. They each have to drink of both wines. And they each have to drink a revius of both wines. Okay? And they could both make a toiv ha-meitiv, and each one could make a toiv ha-meitiv. And the Shulchan Aruch says one person should be mosi the other, but that has to do with answering amen, with tocha suda. You shouldn't talk during a suda, but if it's between courses, or certainly if you're just drinking wine, so then you could be motzi. It could be motzi, the other person in atov ha-meitiv. The nusach of the bracha, by the way, is simply bracha Hashem v'kenem alech alom, atov ha-meitiv. Okay. Stop here. Oh, chavis al-vadas. I forgot all about it. Chavis al Vav, this is in the middle of Shara Kniya, we're at the end of Perek Dalet. And he has two more circumstances in which you're supposed to exhibit Kniya. Vashishi, number six, Shukari b'Torah b'Sifrei HaNaviim, Baroe, and he internalizes Hagmul v'Onesh, Schar v'Onesh, V'Yadeh b'Navsho, and he really knows Kikitzer b'Cholvas o'Elokim, he really is not doing what he's supposed to do in his Cholva towards Hashem. Hischayim l'Ikonav l'Shofel of Ne'aborius Baruch, so you feel humble, you feel Kniya, you feel small, you feel like you're not performing, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that always is a reason why a person would feel Kniya, would feel humbled. You're also his own show. So you're reading in the Torah what's going to happen. So, so that's what happened when Yoshiyahu found that Sefer Torah, and they read it, and that was his reaction. So that's number six. If you learn about, and you think about, and you contemplate, and you internalize the Schar V'Onesh for your Ma'asim, and you figure you come up short. Vashvi, Shumasasik B'Ma'asim, Ma'asim Avodah, this is interesting. When you're doing a mitzvah, Tzaka, Tefillah, or mitzvah, or rishus, or anything, or tochacha, don't be full of yourself. Even if you're doing a mitzvah, so you say, outwardly and inwardly, don't build up what you're doing. Consider it small and just a drop in the bucket, clapping what you're mechuyev to do. It's a goldu mashu chayev olivokim. The kiflei hamaasehu. Moshenemar b'mei akadim Hashem. Pasuk in Tillim. Ikaf lelokei morom. Hakadmenu ba'olos. Ba'golim b'nei shona. Hayirtz Hashem ba'alfei elim. Is that enough? Higid l'cholim atol b'mo Hashem darish b'mcha. Ki yim asos mishpur v'al v'schesed v'atznei alechas v'malokecha. So the Chavis says in a different place, not here, but obviously that's what he's alluding to here by bringing this pasuk. He says that the nichna was called also in the shorness of various forum tsanua. That he equates tsanius with kniya. You're not loud. You're quiet. You're humbled. You're shfal ruach. You don't think. You get a big yeshkoya for whatever you're doing. And therefore, that's a fulfillment of Asher Lechasim Elokecha. Okay, we'll stop here.